It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and blog comments. Our coverage of the results in New Hampshire prompted a flood of emails, not just about Senator Clinton's win over Senator Obama, but about just what we should call Senator Mrs. Hillary Clinton. When a caller complained about the use of her first name, Catherine in Houston, Texas, agreed. The phenomenon of calling women by first names and men by surnames with titles is one that has changed only a little since I entered the American workforce in the late 1970s. If Hillary Clinton is using her first name for campaign materials, I can't fault her. It distinguishes her from the previous President Clinton. When the media uses her first name in reporting, however, it's just being lazy about journalistic standards. Beth in Durham, North Carolina, agreed, but came to a different conclusion. The tactic of calling women by their first name is a mechanism used by men to demean women. I first noticed this with regards to Senator Clinton during one of the earlier debates when her fellow candidates addressed their fellow male candidates as Senator X, but addressed Senator Clinton as Hillary. In recent days, however, I've begun to intentionally address Senator Clinton as Hillary in an effort to avoid or limit the automatic association of her with President Clinton that occurs when her last name is used, and to instead emphasize her individuality as a candidate. Stacy in Phoenix, Arizona, begged to differ. I completely disagree with the caller that found calling Hillary offensive to women or disrespectful to her success. Hillary struggles with her perception of being personal, and the president of the American people should be on a first-name basis with the American people. Look to Governor Janet in Arizona for insight on a good campaign strategy. Her landslide victory in 2006 was led by the Janet campaign. Well, to look into this a little further and to give us a style guide for referring to Senator Clinton, we've invited Lisa Shepard, the NPR ombudsman, to talk with us. And nice to have you back on the program today.
Good.
So is there a rule on how Senator Clinton should be addressed?
I think the safest, most correct thing is to call her Senator Clinton, as you just did. Referring to her as Mrs., I do think, is denigrating. Last week, she was referred to on All Things Considered as Mrs. Clinton, and this was a story about Mrs. Clinton will go home and huddle with her husband. And I got a lot of emails on that, and I wondered, does NPR have a policy? And I asked the political editor, and they don't, but they do try to push to consistently call her Senator Clinton. Now, people like Mara Liasson, who covered her for 8 years, and Nina Totenberg told me they got in the habit of calling her Mrs. Clinton when she was in the White House. So some habits are hard to break.
And the fact that all of her campaign materials don't say Senator Clinton, they say Hillary.
Right, they do say Hillary, and that's how she prefers to be identified. But I think the media, to be respectful and to not have this be an issue that we're talking about right now, would be best to call her Senator Clinton, which she is.
And also to be consistent, if we're going to call Mrs. Clinton, then we should call him Mr. Obama.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
And that never happens.
And that never.
I went back and went through a couple of NPR stories, and they did refer to her, or reporters referred to her as Mrs. Clinton, and they would use McCain, Obama, Edwards, and not Mr. or even Senator on the second reference.
I wonder, are there other subtle references and stories about her, do you think?
Oh, yeah. I think that this election is spurring a great conversation about race and gender. And so for that, we're lucky. That's good. But then it's bad. It's still that we are talking about race and gender.
Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Lisa Shepard is NPR's ombudsman. And that wasn't the only gender minefield we wandered into last week when producer Ashley Grashaw came on our air last week to play Tabula Rasa with Dave Zirin when he explained the bowl championship series, the Byzantine structure of the college football non-playoffs. One listener, Billy in San Francisco, was irritated. He wrote, "I was appalled at the treatment of the woman who represented the people who don't understand the BCS. The guest was condescending toward her when she asked questions about the BCS, which was just what she was brought in to do. Now, I know that other listeners might tell me to relax, it was just a joke, but I think it was much abused stereotype about women and sports." If you want to hear producer Ashley Grashaw's 2 cents on her appearance, you can go to our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. As always, if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email, and that address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.